Note: this article contains quoted language that some readers may find offensive. Aidan Key was sentenced to spend the next 3.5 years behind bars for the February 2020 death of Nick Tanti in downtown Guelph. The final sentence of 4.5 years in jail was reduced to 3 years, 5 months and 7 days because of his pre-trial custody. Justice Gordon Lemon handed down his sentence in a Guelph court Thursday, in front of a packed gallery of Key and Tanti family members, some whom left the room unhappy with the result. 3.5 years for the life of a human being is a fucking joke, Tanti's mother Sharon told media following the decision, claiming there was favoritism shown because members of the Key family work in the justice system. Factors in the reduction included his 137 days in custody at the height of the pandemic, at the height of uncertainty about what that meant. He had no control over his own health, and what precautions he might wish to take, the judge said. He was in full or partial lockdown for 33 of those days. The other had to do with Key's strict bail conditions following his release, which Lemon commented he was exemplary in following, admitting how tough it would have been for Key to deal with. Lemon also commented that Key had no prior criminal record, and found nothing to suggest Key will be involved in the criminal justice system in the future. At the beginning of the day, he reaffirmed his view that there would be disappointment felt no matter the decision. Sharon expressed that disappointment, saying she would have liked to see him convicted of second-degree murder, which was the initial charge put before a 12-person jury, before it was reduced to manslaughter following the trial in June, and given a life sentence or 15 years in jail. "I am just so disappointed in our justice system. There is no justice system in Canada, you can literally murder anyone and get away with it," she said. "I hope that horrible things happen to him in jail, I really do. I pray for it every night when I pray for my son, and for him to be at peace." She added she feels heartbroken, sad and dead inside, by everything. "Nick was my son, my sunshine," Sharon said. "And now, I have nothing." Crown attorney Tom Meehan said once the verdict came down for manslaughter and the sentence range asked for from both sides, the final decision was less of a shock. "It's taken the better part of 2 years, so it's a long road for everyone, especially the family," he said. "Obviously, they'll be feeling the consequences for a long time. I didn't get a sense of relief from them, that the court proceedings are over, and obviously the Key family has been affected by this too. There are a lot of collateral victims in a case like this, starting with the Tantis, fanning out to everyone he knew, both of these guys, that's the lingering part." Members of the Key family and the defense declined to speak to reporters after the decision. In addition to the prison term, he cannot possess a firearm for the rest of his life, and must submit a DNA sample. Tanti died shortly after he was pierced in the heart by a pocket knife during a scuffle with Aidan in front of Tony's Billiards on February 29, 2020. A second matter to be dealt with was the lawful owner of a watch found at the scene, which was a dispute between Key and Sharon Tanti. An affidavit filed by Key's ex-girlfriend claimed the watch was given as a gift to Key. Still photos from the night of February 29, 2020 were also provided with Key wearing the watch. The affidavit filed by Tanti suggests she bought the watch for Nick as a graduation present in 2011, and was lost amid a large fight in January 2020. After review, Lemon said he had to accept the evidence of the ex-girlfriend and ordered it be returned to Key.